Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was my burn today, by the way. You were all over me yesterday about my...
It's faded.
I was at...
Dude, your forehead was like roasted yesterday.
I was itching just a little bit.
I don't care
yesterday.
About your arms. Your forehead was roasted.
My legs, I got a little... My legs got,
you know,
a little...
As if you're not inflamed enough on most days.
Wow. Should I watch my diet? Maybe take some anti-inflammatories along the way?
Ibuprofen is your friend.
I was down at that Ohio State 7-on-7 high school stuff on Wednesday. Man, that was awesome. I know I
other
like,
than the sun.
Oh, no, it was great. It was so cool. I was just, the way they ran things, that facility is amazing. And just, I'm just blown away how, like, Andy Geiger's vision in Columbus of, they used to laugh. When they first built, I know this is a little side story here before we get back into the Browns talk here. Trust me, Jeff, I know where I'm going.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. When they built the venue down there in Columbus, first it was like the Shot and Scene Center. And then they put, I think Jesse Owens went in there next, the Jesse Owens track stadium. And then they put Jack Nicklaus Museum is in there. And then they started rebuilding the Woody Hayes facility. It's fantastic. The softball field, the baseball field, Bill Davis Stadium over there, the tennis center. It's just an Olympic village. It is absolutely mind-blowing what they were able to do. They ripped out married student housing. Where are they living now, I wonder? But, you know, they were able to put more athletic facilities in there, too. And this vision of what Andy Geiger wanted, you know, in the 90s came to fruition under Gene Smith. So it was just kind of neat to be there. And I'm sure anybody that's, you know, been down at Ohio State and has been able to just even walk through what's over there off of Lane Avenue over at the Woody Hayes facility. It's fantastic. It really is. I can't say enough good things about it. Jeff, so one of the other big stories that happened yesterday on the station itself.
Yeah, Bubba.
Was somebody, you know, lit the powder keg and let it explode by saying, Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, one of those two guys should start. You know who it was? Herm Edwards on the afternoon show.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them, but you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. Midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks. Not one, you drafted two of them.
I think they drafted two, Jeff.
Seems like they did. Glad Herm has that one nailed.
That was Herm Edwards, you know, former head coach, college level, pro level, all over the place. What'd you think? What'd you think of what he said?
There was only one thing missing out of what Herm said. Can they play? I love the idea. I do. Andy, I've said all along, you know, I think Pickett's the front runner. Why? Because I just think, I'm just interpreting what I've seen. I would think that the Browns would like to see if he could actually be the guy. And Other than that, they would love to see Dylan Gabriel go out and just be fantastic. Or they would love to see Shedeur Sanders go out and just be fantastic. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, that'd be great if that could be the case. And so I'm with Herm. I get that. But can they play? You know, it's not like you drafted somebody in, you know, the top 10.
I just think it's really easy for Herm to say that because he's not the head coach, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking at this from the outside, like, you drafted two rookies, your team stunk last year. Why not? Why wouldn't you, you know, let some young quarterback go out there, cut their teeth and try to get better and see if you've got the future there? I get it. Totally understand it. But like we keep saying, it's the NFL. You want to hang on to your job, you got to win or at least get better. And do you feel comfortable starting one of the two rookies if I said that to you today?
Well, today, no, but, you know, give it time. Maybe Dylan Gabriel becomes Russell Wilson 2.0. Russell Wilson was really good in Seattle. I mean, they signed Matt Flynn for big money in Seattle at the time as a free agent from Green Bay, thinking he'd be their starting quarterback. But Matt Flynn wasn't anybody's, you know, vision of Brett Favre, but they thought, okay, this guy will be okay for us. And then they drafted Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson beat him out. That could happen here. You traded for Kenny Pickett. Okay, well, you'd barely traded for him. Swapped late round picks and gave him DTR. I mean, how big of a deal is that? Not very, right?
True.
Not very big. So if one of the rookies is better than Kenny Pickett, send Kenny on his way.
I still feel like one of the veterans is going to get traded. I think that the Browns are sitting there with the opportunity to maybe gain another draft pick between one of the two quarterbacks. And it's going to happen because there's going to be a quarterback who's going to get hurt, whether it's a one or a two somewhere else across the league. And you're praying that it's not you, let's be honest, that one of the guys gets hurt here. And now all of a sudden you go from this abundance of quarterbacks to a shortage of quarterbacks. That's not what we want. That's not what we need. But someone else that could happen to. And now all of a sudden the value of a Kenny Pickett, the value of a Joe Flacco rises because no NFL team wants to be sitting there without a backup quarterback they feel like they can put out on the field that can help actually move the team down the field.
Can I throw one factoid out here just to be...
Correct?
No, not correct. Herm was the head coach of a team that drafted a quarterback.
Jets or Chiefs?
Jets.
Okay.
Chad Pennington, first round. He started Vinny Testaverde.
Hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Do you think he learned his lesson, or do you think the front office was telling him what he needed to do?
I don't know, but Vinny led him to 10-6.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But they also, was that Vinny's first year there?
Vinny was 38.
So why do you think he would have said that yesterday? Is this hindsight, or is this maybe something he wanted?
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe that year he wanted to not start Vinny.
Maybe.
That he wanted to start Chad Pennington.
No, it was not Vinny's first year there.
So he was an incumbent quarterback.
Apparently, but they drafted a guy.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
First round. There. Yeah, drafted. They invested in Pennington. Not a third and a fifth.
Kure is right here. Hi, Kure.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that yet, Jeff. Father's Day. Big plans. You tell me later. Go ahead, Kure.
So I'm trying to figure out my team's plan. Like, you know, I've been wrapping my head around this, and it's hard for me to understand what's going on with this team because with this quarterback situation. You have a veteran that you brought back. Then you got Kenny Pickett, and then you got Gabriel, and then you got Shador Sanders. So you got four quarterbacks. You told everybody you wasn't really rebuilding, but we know you were. So if you're trying to how do we process this? Because Shador can never start over any one of them. Because if you pick Shador up in the fourth round or fifth round, and then you drafted Gabriel, but he outplays him better than Gabriel. He's better than Kenny Pickett. So that means you wasted draft picks and you wasted money. And if you're hoping to go get a quarterback next year, you can't really get the quarterback you want next year because then I'm not understanding where the Browns are trying to go with this. Like, and this is where I think it's so crazy. And I understand that I'm not understanding. Like, can you guys make sense of their logic here? Like, Shador is not the guy who's supposed to start ever on this team because he's the fourth guy on the depth chart, so he should not be jumping past three other quarters, especially a seasoned vet.
Cool, right here. Here's their thinking. If I had to break it down for you, Deshaun Watson didn't work, and he's injured. If he weren't injured again, maybe he'd just be the starter. But he got injured again. They had to find somebody to play quarterback this year. As long as you're finding somebody to play quarterback this year, you might as well take a couple of chances and try and get lucky and see if that guy can be your long-term answer. Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett. And if that doesn't work, hey, you got two number ones next year in a better quarterback draft. That's the plan.
Now let's just keep this real simple for some fans who really don't follow football. If you
were playing
Madden, if you were playing John Madden 25 or fantasy football, and you decided I'm just gonna grab every quarterback on the board, hoping to find someone, somebody should be fired. Like, that doesn't make sense. You're wasting draft picks. You're wasting capital. You're wasting guys' careers on something that doesn't make no sense. Like, either you roll with your veterans and go for your quarterback next year, which we all would understood if you go, hey, Kenny Pickett's going to be the guy moving forward because we know, you know, Watson's injured. And we could all still be behind that. Well, we know Kenny Pickett's not going to get us over the hump. We understand that this is a rebuilding year. But you drafted two quarterbacks, and if this young man who you drafted in the fifth round jumps up and outplays everybody, now your plan is out the window.
Your plan is hit, Cool, right? Because then you found your guy.
But you wasted, Dan. You wasted a third round quarterback. You wasted a player that you could have used.
Two words.
But Cool,
Anthony Schwartz. This team wastes third round draft picks. It's not a big deal.
But we knew that one of those picks was going to have to be wasted as a quarterback, right? You knew that one of those picks is probably wasted. True?
Not when you go after
when, two draft veterans. Night, you knew it. You can't start both guys. You know you wasted a draft pick automatically.
But when you brought back your veteran, then you went after Kenny Pickett, you're literally solidifying like we know we're not going to have a great quarterback room, so let's build talent around there. But when you went and got two other young quarterbacks, you essentially said we're not going after a quarterback next year. If you go after a quarterback next year,
that's not true, because you didn't draft. It's not like when Washington drafted RG3, you know, at the top of the draft, and then followed it up with Kirk Cousins. When you draft a quarterback, and earlier in the show somebody said it, I forget who it was, but we heard if you good luck finding a quarterback out of later in the first round. Yeah, no kidding. So what's that mean for the third and the fifth? It means keep your fingers crossed, and maybe you get really lucky and you find somebody who can play.
Here's an interesting stat that, and I say you wasted? Did you waste a pick? I don't know. Do you need two quarterbacks? Does every NFL team need two quarterbacks that you can trust on the field? It may not be this year. It might be next year down the road. Go back to last season. There were only 14 NFL quarterbacks, which is a high number. 14 NFL quarterbacks started all 17 games in the 24th season. That was up 9. There were only 5 quarterbacks the year before that in 2023 that started all 17 games. Think about that. Let's get a little bit more perspective on what's going on with the Browns and a breakdown of what was really important at minicamp. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, former local coach right around here in Northeast Ohio. He breaks it down like nobody else in town. He's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.